is 7 o'clock in San Francisco and the West Coast, and it's time for Minds Over Matter with Dana Rodriguez, a special edition where he plays music, since we're on tape today. Actually, not tape, little zeros and ones. A special music edition of Minds Over Matter.
Ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your master of ceremonies, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you, Kevin. And if you're wondering why the full panel isn't here today, it's because I'm on vacation. So I'm pre-taping a show for you. We're going to do an all-music show today, but there are a couple things I wanted to remind you of before we begin. Although I am out of town, I will be back in time for October 14th, which is our anniversary party. If you have not called in yet, please do that. Contact KALW, Annette, here at the station, and let her know that you are interested in attending the party. If you would like to contact me, you can go to Minds Over Matter 1, MindsOverMatter1, that is the numeral 1, at gmail.com, and I will forward that email to Annette. We've only got a few spots left, but we would like you to come if you would like to. So just let us know about that. And as I said, I will be back here October 14th for the party. And the following week, or excuse me, next week, we will have Lori Fisher and Kira Pace and Josh Cosman sitting in for me as well. So again, remember October 14th, MindsOverMatter1 at gmail.com. Now, as far as the music goes, we're going to begin with Joan Edwards. Joan Edwards was a very talented pianist and singer with Paul Whiteman's orchestra. This is a recording, this is an air check, actually, from Paul Whiteman's Chesterfield Time. That's Chesterfield Cigarettes, by the way, from 1939. She's going to sing a song from a show called Yokel Boy, with music and lyrics by Lou Brown and Charles Tobias. It's Comes Love. That was the breakout song from the show. And here we go.
Joan Edwards, her grand piano, and my favorite song this week, Comes Love.
Comes the rainstorm, put your rubbers on your feet. Comes a snowstorm, you can get a little heat. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes a fire, then you know just what to do. Blow a tire, you can buy another shoe. Comes love, nothing can be done. Don't try hiding, 'cause there isn't any use. You'll start sliding when your heart turns on the juice. Comes a headache, you can lose it in a day. Comes a toothache, see your dentist right away. Comes love, nothing can be done. Where there's a will, there's a way. Anything can be done today. Did I say anything? Anything? That's my mistake. You have the power of a Bonaparte. To save your soul, you can't save your heart. When that Cupid guy won't give you a break. Comes a heat wave, you can hurry to the shore. Comes a summons, you can hide behind the door. But comes love, nothing can be done. Comes the measles, you can quarantine the room. Comes a mousey, you can chase it with a broom. Comes love, nothing can be done. That's all, brother, if you've ever been in love. Say that's all, brother, you know what I'm speaking of. Comes a nightmare, you can always stay awake. Comes depression, you may get another break. But when that Cupid guy gives you the eye and love comes on the run, nothing can be done.
It was Joan Edwards from an air check from Chesterfield Time, 1939, with Paul Whiteman as orchestra, doing Comes Love from the Broadway show Yokel Boy. Next, we're going to have Jack Teagarden. Jack Teagarden, with his wonderful whiskey voice, was probably the greatest jazz trombonist of all time. With his Big Eight, his later orchestra, this is from 1947, with a song called Say It Simple, a very suggestive song, as you will see. And again, this is Jack Teagarden and his Big Eight from 1947.
Forget your dicty grammar, say it simple, just like a little child. Don't let those adjectives spoil your style. Tell me what you want, and tell me just how. And if that don't get it, well, forget it right now. Cared for fiction. Talk real clear. Don't want no friction with your diction. Say it simple. Sweet mama, treat me right. I don't want to hear a lot of talk tonight. Now don't forget about the bees and the birds. Then we'll soon have action speaking louder than words.
That was Jack Teagarden, and to say it simple, that was Jack Teagarden and his Big Eight from 1947. And next we have Paul Whiteman again with Ramona Davies. Ramona Davies was his featured pianist and singer for several years in the 1930s, very successful with Paul Whiteman. We're going to play two songs, as I said, and the first is Let's Put Out the Lights and Go to Sleep. That is by Herman Hupfeld, who is probably best known for writing As Time Goes By. As I said, this is from 1932. Originally, it was called Let's Put Out the Lights and Go to Bed, but that was seen as too suggestive, so it was changed to Sleep. This was Rudy Valley's theme song, though this is not the Rudy Valley version. Again, this is Ramona Davies with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. The second is Rise and Shine, which is by Buddy DeSilva and Vincent Humans. It's from a Broadway show called Take a Chance, also from 1932. This was Ethel Merman's second Broadway show after Girl Crazy, and she introduced this song. This is not the Ethel Merman version, this is, again, Ramona and Paul Whiteman from 1932. Let's Put Out the Lights and Go to Sleep and Rise and Shine.
Thank you. papers left to read. What to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep. No more anything to drink. Leave those dishes in the sink. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep. You're waiting now for me to say, I love you more and more and more, dear. You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before, dear. No more money in the bank. No cute baby we can spank. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep.
That was Ramona Davies with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, both from 1932. The first is Let's Put Out the Lights and Go to Sleep by Herman Hupfeld. And secondly, we had Rise and Shine by Buddy DeSilva and Vincent Eumanns from the Broadway show Take a Chance. The next we have a bit of an anomaly. It's a Gershwin song that was never from a Broadway show and never from a movie. It's a standalone hit. It's The Man I Love. This is the first important recording of The Man I Love from 1927. As I said, this was deleted from three different Gershwin shows. It was made famous by nightclub singers, sheet music sales, and various other means, but it was never really in a show. Now, the singer of this is a woman named Marion Harris. Marion Harris is not very well known today, but she was a very important singer in the teens and the early 20s. She was the first white woman to really adopt a jazz inflection in her singing, and almost a precursor of crooning, in a sense, a little bit later on. So this is a very interesting version. As I said, I think it's the first important version of The Man I Love from 1927. Again, this is Marion Harris on RCA Victor. That was Marion Harris, the early singer of both jazz and popular music, from a Victor recording in 1927 of the Gershwin song The Man I Love. Next we have Fanny Brice. Fanny Brice is, of course, a pivotal comedian and singer, big star of the Ziegfeld Follies, later in films. And the second recording I'm going to be play is she will not be singing, but she introduced the song. The first is from her 1928, her first film from 1928 called My Man. Matter of fact, I think it was the third all-talking musical ever made. And this is a song that was written for her by Fred Fisher and Billy Rose. Billy Rose was her husband at the time. And it's called I'd Rather Be Blue Thinking of You. And again, this is from the 1928 film My Man. The second is from a Broadway show she was in called Sweet and Low. It was also called earlier Corned Beef and Cabbage, and don't ask me why, but as she starred in it, it was called Sweet and Low. And the song is Cheerful Little Earful. And that is by Harry Warren and Ira Gershwin, working not with his brother, but with another composer at this particular time. And Helen Rowland will be singing with the Ben Selvin and his orchestra. So first we have I'd Rather Be Blue, Thinking of You, with Fanny Brice on the vocal. And second we have Cheerful Little Earful with Helen Rowland, and a song by Harry Warren and Ira Gershwin.
I'd rather be blue over you than be happy with somebody else. I can do without you, out you. For you I'm strong, I'm crazy about you. Out you, my goucher, don't stay too long. I need a little help, little ooh, little oh, and I'm knocking on wood. Honey, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, it's so hard to be good. I'd rather be blue, thinking of you. I'd rather be blue over you than be happy with somebody else. We'll have the good, we'll have the bad, don't be a fool, you fool. My little flat, I'm turning that into a Sunday school. While you're away, I'm here to see there'll be no Iceman there. Singing the blues, I'm gonna use nothing but rigid air. Still, I'd rather be blue, thinking of you. I'd rather be blue over you.
Slow down, but the milk and honey flow down with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. In every play it's a set phrase, what the public get phrase, but as a pet phrase, it'll do, 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 poo-poo-roo it, soft and cue it, make me happy, you can do it with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. Thank you. public get phrase, but as a pet phrase, it'll do, do, do.
That was Cheerful Little Earful. That's Ben Selbin and his orchestra. And that was 19-year-old Benny Goodman on the clarinet in the background there. Helen Rowland was doing the vocal, and that is from a Broadway show called Sweet and Low from 1930. Before that, we had Fanny Brice from her 1928 film My Man singing I'd Rather Be Blue Thinking of You by Fred Fisher and Billy Rose. Now we have Bing Crosby in double bill here. Bing Crosby, of course, probably the most important singer of the 20th century in terms of popular music in the United States. You could make the argument for Frank Sinatra, too, but Crosby did come first. So first we have Bing Crosby in a song called Smarty from a 1937 film called Double or Nothing. The song is by Burton Lane and Ralph Freed. And there's a terrific Manny Klein trumpet solo in the middle of it. This is John Scott Trotter and his orchestra. Again, the song is called Smarty from 1937. After that, we have a air check from the Kraft Music Hall from 1940 with who I think is Bing Crosby's best duet partner, which is Connie Boswell. And a song is from Cole Porter's show Panama Hattie called Let's Be Buddies. That's 1940. Again, first we have Smarty from 1937 with Bing Crosby. And secondly, we have Bing Crosby and Connie Boswell from 1940 from the Kraft Music Hall singing Let's Be Buddies.
Though I'm not quite as smart as you, I could teach you just a thing or two. Smarty, smarty, don't you know that you should hold me tight? Can't you tell when you've met the right party? Though you may know every star up above, still you're in need of a lesson in love. You know it all, Smarty. Can't you see if you had a heart, you could learn to be just twice as smart, Smarty. As you, I could teach you just a thing or two, Smarty. Oh, Smarty, don't you know that you should hold me tight? Can't you tell when you've met the right party? Why do I sigh when the moon's high above? I'm in your spell. Can't you tell I'm in love? You know it all, Smarty. Can't you see you've had a heart? You could learn to be just twice as smart, Smarty. Smarty, Smarty. Now get along out of here.
Connie Boswell and I would like to say a couple of choruses of that new tune from the Cole Porter Show, Panama Hattie. This tune's called Let's Be Buddies. You ready, Miss Constance?
Am and have been long since. Just waiting on you, son.
That leaves it squarely up to John Scott.
What say, let's be buddies? What say, let's be pals?
What say? Let's be buddies and keep up each other's morale.
I may never shout it, but many's the time I'm blue.
What say? How's about it? Can't I be a buddy to you? What say?
Let's be buddies.
What say?
Let's be pals.
What say? Let's be buddies and keep up each other's morale. I
may never shout it,
but many's the time I'm blue. What say? How's about it? Can I be a buddy to you?
That was from a Kraft Music Hall broadcast of 1940. It was Bing Crosby and Connie Boswell singing the Cole Porter song Let's Be Buddies from Panama Hattie. Before that, we had Bing Crosby with the song Smarty from 1937 by Burton Lane and Ralph Freed from the film Double or Nothing. And that was John Scott Trotter and his orchestra with Manny Klein on trumpet. Next, we have two songs by Jack Hilton. Jack Hilton probably had the most famous band in the UK, Great Britain, in the late 20s to early 40s. It was a big band. It was a show band. You know, they would do skits and have various singers and blah, blah, blah. But there are two songs from the 1936 and 1937. The first is One to Button Your Shoe. That is from the Bing Crosby film Pennies from Heaven. As again, that is from 1936. And the song is by Johnny Burke and Arthur Johnston. The second is the Rodgers and Hart song On Your Toes from the same Broadway show, On Your Toes. That is from 1937. Again, these are both by Jack Hilton and his orchestra. Thank you. Jack Hilton and his orchestra doing a song from the Bing Crosby film Pennies from Heaven from 1936 called One, Two, Button Your Shoe by Johnny Burke and Arthur Johnston. The next two songs require just a little bit of backstory. In 1936, Yip Harburg and Harold Arlen signed a contract with Warner Brothers to do a couple of pictures. They were going to provide the music and lyrics for three different pictures. And it was a mixed blessing. They wrote some very charming songs, none of which became hits. I'm going to give you one of them first. And it's a song that I don't know why it was handled the way it was, but it's a very charming song called In Your Own Quiet Way from a film called Stage Struck. Now, it's obviously a song meant to be sung by a male, but for some reason they gave it to a woman named Jean Madden, who sang it in the film and made no sense, plus the fact that she couldn't sing very well. So this is Dick Powell in a recording from 1936 of a song by Yip Harburg and Harold Arlen called In Your Own Quiet Way from Stage Struck. Now, after that, we have another song by Yip Harburg and Harold Arlen from the Broadway show they did called Hooray for What with Ed Wynn. It's called In the Shade of the New Apple Tree from 1937. Now, Harold Arlen said later in his life that this was the song that got them the score to The Wizard of Oz. Arthur Freed came to the show and heard this song, and he was originally going to hire Jerome Kern to do the music for The Wizard of Oz, but he heard this song and he decided this was exactly the type of music he wanted in The Wizard of Oz. So, again, In the Shade of the New Apple Tree from 1937 by Yip Harburg and Harold Arlen. And this is Bob Crosby's band. Bob Crosby, of course, was Bing Crosby's brother. He once said that he's the only person that made it in show business without talent, but I don't know about it. I think he was a little too hard on himself. He was a pleasant singer, but he didn't have his brother's range vocally. As a matter of fact, he couldn't read music, and what happened was his band members used to take the baton away from him because he kept beating making the wrong beats with the baton, so they had to take it away from him. But he was a charming and likable guy who just fronted the band and sang with it. But it was an extremely successful band, Bob Crosby and his orchestra. So, after all that, yeah, the first song is In Your Own Quiet Way from 1936 with Dick Powell singing, and the second is Bob Crosby's band doing In the Shade of the New Apple Tree, both by Yip Harburg and Harold Arlen. Let's go.
There was nothing about you, nothing to make me sigh, anything. You had none of that fire that spring smoke to undie. Strangest thing, boys nodded to you out of sheer etiquette. There was nothing about you one couldn't forget. Yet, in your own quiet way, you took me over in your own quiet way. You disarmed me with a sweet, how have you been? Couldn't win. You drugged me with a smile and inveigled me in your own quiet way. You played Delilah in your own quiet way. You came by and with a look of a dove dropped your glove and sold me down that river known as love. Could think a face as tender as a serenade could break me up like this. What Joan of Arc did with a whole brigade, you did with a single kiss. Like an April day, you waltzed into my life and whispered something warm. Then in your own quiet way, you took my heart by storm. A face as tender as a serenade could break me up like this. What Joan of Arc did with a whole brigade, you did with a single kiss. Like an April day, you waltzed into my life and whispered something warm. Then in your own quiet way, you took my heart by storm.
cavalry. You recall a picture dear to me, though your dress is another, but your smile is still your mother's in the shade of the new Appleby. Though you bob your hair and show your knee, though the world is new and fancy free, that same moon's above you, and the words are still I love you in the shade of the new apple tree. Gone are all the bonnets and bows that set one's heart aflame. Gone are the hoops and the bustles and the skirts, but a kiss is still the same. Hey, Nadio, fortunately, there'll always be you and me in that shade of the new apple tree.
Bob Crosby and his orchestra from 1937 doing the Yip Harburg and Harold Arlen song, Hooray for What? In the Shade of the New Apple Tree from the Broadway show, Hooray for What? Before that, we had In Your Own Quiet Way, sung by Dick Powell from the 1936 film Stage Struck, also by Yip Harburg and Harold Arlen. And I should mention that is the only song I've heard in my life that used the word inveigled. And I think that's a tribute to Yip Harburg, who was very clever with lyrics. All right, next we have two by Ethel Waters. Ethel Waters, of course, is a pivotal singer in the early part of the 20th century, probably the first major crossover black singer in the U.S., also the first black singer to star with a white cast in a Broadway show, and among many other verse in her life. We're going to have two songs by her. The first is Don't Blame Me. This is from 1933. The song is by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. There's a very tasteful backing from the Dorsey Brothers Band, and Ethel Waters is always a pleasure to hear, and she has beautiful diction too, by the way. You notice that. So again, the song is Don't Blame Me from 1933. Ethel Waters singing with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. And then we'll finish off with Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone from 1931. Again, Ethel Waters. The song is by Sam Stepped and Sidney Clare. This is backed by Ben Selvin and his orchestra. And let's go.
Since the lucky night I found you, I've hung around you just like a fool, falling head and heels in love like a kid out of school. My poor heart is in an awful state now, but it's too late now to call a halt. So if I become a nuisance, it's all your fault. Don't blame me for falling in love with you. I'm under your spell, but how can I help it? Don't blame me. Can't you see when you do the thing if I can't conceal the thrill that I'm feeling? Don't blame me. I can't help it if that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love. Blame your kiss, as sweet as any kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame me. If that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love, you got to blame that kiss, 'cause it's sweet as any kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame
me. Years we've been together, seems we can't get along. No matter what I do, it don't appeal to you. Makes no difference whether I'm right or I'm wrong. If we can't be sweethearts, this much we can do. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. And listen, if you can't say anything real nice, it's better not to talk at all, is my advice. We're parting, you go your way, I'll go mine, it's best that we do. Here's a kiss, I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. Makes no difference how I carry on. Remember, please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Clearly again, please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Although our intimate friendship ceases from now on. And get this straight, if there's anything about me you can't say real nice, then sugar, absolute silence at any price. And don't think that I'm gonna grieve at losing you, big shot. In fact, I'm too modest to admit that I've known or had better men than you put on the spot. So don't worry about me, how I get along. Just as long as you don't pan me when I'm gone.
That was Ethel Waters, the great Ethel Waters, a wonderful singer, and two selections. The one you just heard, Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone, that's from 1931, by Sam Stepped and Sidney Clare. Before that, we had Don't Blame Me from 1933, and that's She Was Back by the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, and the song was by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. And if you're curious, and thank you for listening, by the way, if you're curious, all these songs are from my personal YouTube playlist, and that means they can all be found on YouTube if you'd like to look for them there. Anyway, I'd like to thank you for joining me today, and I want to remind you that next week we will have Noy Fisher, Josh Cosman, and Kira Pace sitting in, and then the week after that, we will have the party. So October 14th is the Minds Over Matter 25th anniversary. We hope you will all join us. And if you enjoy this show or want to contact me about the party, that email address is mindsovermatter1. That's MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral 1 at gmail.com. This is your genial moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Thank you. Thanking you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Bye-bye.
If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's got to be this or that. If it ain't...